And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Geffner. I'm joined now by Norwalk boys soccer coach Dustin Kralik. And coach, a busy week this week with three games. You've had a couple of defensive battles so far. A 1-1 tie with Pella on Tuesday night. A 1-0 loss to Ankeny Centennial on Thursday night. And you've got Ankeny coming in for a Saturday afternoon game. What are you learning about your team during this really tough stretch of games?
Yeah, I mean, it's just an opportunity to have a step up in competition, and it's been two totally, they're both low scoring games, but two totally different styles of games for our team, in that, Pella really came in and played for the tie and sat guys back and tried to make life hard on us. We had the ball for 72% of the game. They only connected 39 passes the entire game, so it wasn't really, they were just kind of back there. We managed to get through and get a goal, but then just, didn't do enough to take care of it, and some silly mistakes allowed them to get the tie in the game. Whereas against Centennial, that was a little bit more of a back and forth game. They had a little more of the possession in the game, but as far as shots and shots on goal, those numbers were about exactly the same for both of us. We actually had way more corners and crosses and opportunities like that. Just couldn't get one on the board in that, unfortunately. But just an opportunity for these guys to play in games where, early in the season we could get away with little mistakes, and in these types of games that's not going to happen anymore.
Well, the overtime or the ties is a new thing for soccer this year. They took away the overtimes in regular season play. How have you seen that effect? You've been involved in some close games. Two of them have ended in ties. How have you seen things change down the last 5-10 minutes of regulation because of this rule?
I mean, people will definitely take a different approach to some games. I don't know if Pella would have played that way had we had to go to overtime in a shootout or not. But, it's been two totally reverse scenarios for us, and that when we tied DCG, it kind of felt like a win because we got that tying goal late, and against Pella, even though it was a tie, it sure felt more like a loss because of how it happened and how frustrating it was to play in that game. So there'll definitely be some differences in how people approach it, but that's how soccer goes, and that's what the rules are.
Would you like to see go straight to a shootout at the end of regulation?
I don't know that that's necessarily a truly fair way to judge it. I'm fine with ties if that's what it's going to be. It takes a little extra off the legs of the players in a super compact schedule. It's just that when we get to postseason, we don't have that experience anymore in a live game like we would have in the past.
Right, right. So right now you're 4-2-2 overall, 2-0-2 in the Little Hawkeye Conference. You've really won decisively in a lot of your wins, and then you've had these close matches as well. What do you need to improve on maybe to turn some of these ties and losses into a close win?
It's just got to be our focus. We've got to, we've got to eliminate some of the little lapses that allow things to happen that allow other teams to score. We go back and watch on film, and most of what we're doing, most of the mistakes, the goals we've allowed are very preventable, fixable things. So the good news is, it's something we can correct. The bad news is we shouldn't be doing it anyway. So,
again, we're talking with Norwalk boys soccer coach Dustin Kralik on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Tavin Ferner, you got him back in the mix this year. He leads your team right now with 12 goals. Eli Scavo's got 5. What are those guys bringing to the table each and every night as your go-to forwards?
Just a little, ability to be dynamic and to be a threat that people have to worry about. They can't necessarily throw numbers forward with the two of them up there. You got to account for both of them. And they're still learning really to play together. When Tavin played 2 years ago, Eli hadn't yet made varsity. So Eli got that spotlight on himself last year, and now it's just learning to play off each other and play together, and it's starting to come a little bit for him, but that's certainly a process.
And then who are some of the other guys out there this year that are impressing you right now, whether that's a veteran guy or a newcomer to the team, and who's kind of being the top leaders out there on the field?
Henry Gross is a huge addition to our team this year. He was a track guy for his first 3 years of high school and hadn't played soccer since eighth grade, and just decided that it's what he wanted to do this year, and came out, and he's been a full-time starter for us, a captain. He's just such a great natural leader in anything that he does. So he's been a huge addition for us. Tavin missing last year due to injury gets a lot of attention, but Jace Downing would have played minutes for us as a freshman last year had he not been injured the whole season as well. And he's another one of the starters in the back for us also. And then, you know, our senior captains, Jonah, doesn't get a lot of attention being a center defender, but he's certainly been a great leader for us and the only player on the team who's played every minute of every game so far. And then, of course, Tavin is a senior leader as well.
Okay. So the schedule right now, you're in a really tough stretch. We talked about the teams you've played this week with Ankeny Centennial, Ankeny back-to-back. Next week, you're looking at Des Moines, Lincoln, and Ames, and then Urbandale as well, who's almost a 4A school. How much better do you think this is going to make you towards that stretch run?
Yeah, this year we got to build a little confidence in some high-scoring games early, and late in the season it's going to be about, you know, sharpening the edges and becoming a more refined team. Because just about every team we play the rest of the way is ranked in 3A or 4A for the most part. So, there's no letdowns available here anymore. We've got to be sharp. We've got to be focused and ready to play all these games because there's not a team on the schedule that we can't beat, but there's also not a team left on the schedule that couldn't beat us if we aren't playing well. So it's just about that, getting that focus, being locked in and doing things well. So that we can roll right into the postseason.
You mentioned the 72% possession against Pella. You guys are kind of well known for being that team that can string those passes together and really connect the dots. And has that been a strength for you again this year? Is that up to par and where it needs to be?
Yeah, sometimes we take it a bit too far, and we need to find those passes to break lines and to take some risks in getting in behind teams and opening things up. So certainly it's been a strength. You know, I think last night was the first game this year out of all of them that we didn't win the possession battle fairly significantly. So it's a strength. It's a style on how we want to play, but we've also got to be willing to take risks to create chances to score goals as well.
All right, get out of that comfort zone just a little bit. So, you know, another big one tomorrow on Saturday afternoon, Ankeny coming in. Their record's not quite up where some of the other teams are, but then you look and they played Ankeny Centennial to a one-goal game as well. So, you know, that's going to be tough. What are you looking for out of the guys tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, it'll have to be another great organized performance. We played against Duax last night, who's one of the top wing players in the state, and they'll be a D1 kid next year, so tomorrow against Ankeny. You know, they've got their own D1 kid that's going to Drake next year that'll also be out on the wing, and so it's just being organized as a group to recognize his threat and the other threats around him, and then, you know, in addition to being able to be organized defensively and limit their opportunities, then it's got to be, can we create our own opportunities and put some goals on the board against other teams that are organized as well.
All right, that's been Norwalk Boys Soccer Coach Dustin Krawlik on Coach's Corner. Anything else to add about the team right now or what's coming up?
Well, we're really pleased with our effort last night. Despite a loss, we thought we grew. Had some injuries that we had to overcome and missed some guys, but a lot of younger guys got thrown into the game and really stepped up and rose to the occasion. So we're happy with the depth that's coming along and happy with the steps we're taking, but you know, not satisfied and still looking to continue to grow and progress through the season.
Coach, thanks for your time and good luck in these games coming up.
Thank you. Thanks for your coverage.